This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria E. Hernandez. Date of birth is August the 12th, 1971. Case ID number is 3362668. Date of exam, May the 31st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old divorced female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and insomnia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a hairdresser for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia. Number two, high blood pressure. And number three, insomnia. History of allegations. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2005, she was having pains in her hands, hips, knees, and feet, and was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia. X-rays were performed, which confirmed her diagnosis, as well as multiple lab tests. She denies any fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, but has received approximately 10 injections of steroids. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive device that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Albert Smith. The claimant does take multiple medications for pain that do relieve her discomfort. These medications include trazodone, 150 milligrams, QHS, Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, QID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, QHS, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 4 tablets, QW, prednisone, 10 milligrams, QD, pregabalin, 75 milligrams, TID. She states she does no other physical activity at this time. Her diagnosis is rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having occipital headaches for approximately 2 weeks before she was diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but does have blurred vision. She also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently taking Losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Allegation number three, insomnia. The claimant states that in 2017, she had difficulty sleeping secondary to anxiety and depression. She states she worried a lot about her bills and her health and states that she couldn't work anymore. She started to feel worthlessness, and had multiple crying spells. She was placed on citalopram, 20 milligrams QHS, and trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS. She states that her symptoms have improved. The claimant states that her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, but not doing any other exercise. Family history. Her father died at the age of 56 from leukemia. Her mother died of renal failure and hypertension. Medications. Trazodone, 150 milligrams, QHS. Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS. Folic acid, 800 micrograms, QD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, QID. Cyclobin Supreme, 10 milligrams, QHS. Citalopram, 20 milligrams, QHS. Methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 4 tablets, Q week. Prednisone, 10 milligrams QD, pregabalin, 75 milligrams TID, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, insomnia, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 202 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches, BP 144 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 35. General, this is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms and minor tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally. sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas, period. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength of plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual acuity, but no limitations in her visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, which is being treated aggressively at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia - being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 91. Number 3, insomnia - secondary to anxiety and depression appears to be stable at this time and is being treated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria E. Hernandez.